This recording, New York 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, my passion is working here at MUSEO. And the reason why, I think I was about 14 when my junior high school art teacher told me, "Oh, I've submitted some of your pieces to MUSEO de Bahia." At the time, MUSEO de Bahia was located on 3rd Avenue and 106th Street. It was a storefront next to the bank, which my mother visited every Saturday. It's a ritual. We had to go shopping on 3rd Avenue. So I would wander into that museum and look at the art. And I was just so amazed and maybe flattered. You know, at that time I didn't realize what flattery was, but that my art teacher thought of me. You know. And that's when I became passionate about the museum and everything that it does. El Museo del Barrio sponsors the Three Kings Day Parade, which to my mother's name is Reyes, and she was born on Three Kings Day. And she always, even as a child, celebrated that, you know, holiday with us. Even if it was just putting, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, so even if it was just putting a little, you know, some pieces of candy. And just for them to have that parade gave it more meaning to me. I love living, you know, having been raised in this community from 5, and I still live in this community. It means a lot to me to be able to work with the people that I grew up around, the culture, the music, the foods. Because the dynamics of East Harlem is changing. When I moved here, it was a lot of Black and Hispanics, primarily Puerto Rican. But now we have Mexicans in the area, Dominicans. We also have white people moving back, which is great. Because the neighborhood is getting better. I hate to say it, but they start cleaning it more. You know, more sanitation comes around a little bit more. Well, for the housing prices, that's not too good because the apartments get more expensive, but we get better restaurants. It's safer. We start seeing the police more. It's no longer to harass the residents, but more to keep us safe again. And then the museo is becoming so much more popular, not only because we renovated, you know, but also, again, the activities that we offer. And now it's including, it's not, when it was founded, it was Puerto Rican. They wanted to expose Puerto Rican art. But now we have so many other Latino cultures that we represent. And it's like a beautiful thing to get all these people together. I've learned so much in working here the last 3 years.